morning, ladies. Let's begin with prayer. Father God, I thank you for this ministry. I thank you for this church, the leadership of it, and your blessing upon it. And I pray that you will be with us as we study your word, that you will add your blessing to it. In Jesus' name, amen. So on Sunday, Bob began a sermon series on the book of Revelation. And in preparation for Sunday, I read the first chapter and I looked over the questions for the introduction or the first chapter. And then I listened to the sermon. And I think it's going to be a really, really good series. I liked what Bob had to say. But I think what I'm going to do during this series of sermons is take a piece from the scripture and see how we can apply it a different way. Or maybe when he writes to Ephesus, we'll go to the book of Ephesians for a lesson. But I'm going to try really hard to tie my lessons in to the sermon. And so tonight I'd like to look at Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. And Revelation 1, 3 says this: "Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written, because the time is near." I love that verse, because it reminds us that the words of prophecy or the words of Scripture are not just for the hearing, but we're to take them to heart. And the book of Revelation is directly applicable to this passage, but I think the whole sum total of God's word is too. And so I'd like to look at a few scriptures that talk about the benefits of looking at God's word, the benefits of applying God's word. This verse reminded me right away of James 1, 22 through 25, and I'd like to read it. "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and, after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do." Now, this verse, passage very clearly points out the necessity of applying God's word to our lives. It would be a silly thought if I told you, "Guess what I saw in the mirror this morning?" And you said, "Well, Nikki, what did you see in the mirror this morning?" And I would say, "I saw a girl that's 5'9", 130 pounds, long blonde hair, deep brown eyes, and perfect makeup on." Well, anyone who has ever met me knows that that is not what I saw in the mirror this morning. It's the exact opposite of what I saw in the mirror. But we act that way when we read God's word and we forget what it meant. We forget to apply it. A lot of people read God's word. They can quote scripture. They can argue scripture. They can talk about people in the Bible, but they have never applied it to their life. They have head knowledge of God's word, but they don't have heart knowledge. They haven't applied it to their life. They haven't applied it to their heart. And I like to add hand knowledge also. We hear it. We have head knowledge. We apply it to our life. We have heart knowledge. And it causes us to do something. We have hand knowledge. And that's what we have to remember about God's Word. It's not just for hearing. It's for applying to our life. And then Psalm 1, 1 through 3 says, "Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers." You know, reading and studying the Bible, meditating on the Bible, is the key to spiritual success. This passage compares it to a fruitful tree, a tree with good leafing, and good results from their labors. Whatever they do prospers. In our front yard, we have a very old, very big maple tree. And, of course, we don't know what's going on with the roots of that tree or what's going on in the trunk of that tree. But every spring, we hold our breath to see if that tree is going to leaf out. And it did not disappoint again this year. Our tree is fully leafed out. So I can tell by looking at the leaves on that tree that those roots grow deep and that there is plenty of water where they are and plenty of nourishment from the soil. That's what we see when we see a Christian whose life is full for God. We know that it is rooted in their love and appreciation and obedience to God's word. Psalm 19, 7 through 11. "The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the law of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. By them your servant is warned. In keeping them, there is great reward." We could spend a whole Bible study talking about this passage because it compares the Word of God, or it says the Word of God is a law, is statutes, precepts, commands, decrees. We could spend a Bible study discussing what those differences are and all the benefits from looking at God's Word in the perspective. But the first one is, the law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. And this made me think of Psalm 23. And of course, I learned it from the King James, and I'd like to read it to you from the King James, or the New King James, rather. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The psalmist of Psalm 23 agrees with the psalmist of Psalms 19, and they might both be David, because he says, "The Lord restores my soul, and the law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul." How can the law of the Lord refresh us and restore our soul and make us lie down in green pastures to give us rest? Well, when we know the law of the Lord, we can rest in assurance that we are doing His will. And second, in the Psalm 19 passage, giving light to the eyes, and that reminded me of a memory verse from my youth. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalm 119, 105. And I'm sure a lot of you who went to Sunday school as children learned that verse. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And God's word certainly is that, because when we understand and meditate on God's word and pray about it, it can lead us in the right direction. It can light our way. And it's a great benefit to us to understand and know the will of God by reading it. And then Psalm 119, 1 through 8. Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep His statutes and seek Him with all their heart. They do no wrong, but follow His ways. You have laid down precepts that are to be fully obeyed. Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees. Then I would not be put to shame when I consider all your commands. I will praise you with an upright heart as I learn your righteous laws. I will obey your decrees. Do not utterly forsake me. If you look at this, you can see that studying God's word and learning to obey it, there's a learning curve involved there. Like the psalmist said, oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees. The psalmist is still learning how to be obedient by studying God's word. It says, then I will praise you with an upright heart as I learn your righteous laws. When we learn God's laws, it means we are not just reading it once and then forgetting it. We are learning more and more. It's kind of like the principle of growing from faith to faith. And if you look closely at this passage, it says, then I would not be put to shame when I consider all your commands. Have you ever considered the commands of God and felt a little bit of shame? That's your conscience pricking you. That's the spirit in you convicting you. Don't turn away from it. Be thankful for it. Embrace the message and learn what God wants you to learn from the passage you're studying. Joshua 1, 7 through 9. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Now, this message if you'll recall your church, your Bible history, the book of Joshua was written for the children of Israel as they entered the promised land. And they had a lot ahead of them to do. They had received the law, or their ancestors had received the law 40 years previously from Moses. And now they're being reminded to obey the law, to not turn from it, to meditate it all day, on it day and night, and to always have God's law on their lips. Think about the future of Israel from this point on. How would Israel's history have been different, better, if they had done what they're being urged to do right now? If they had kept God's law, if they had meditated on it, if they had let it guide them, if they had been careful to obey it, they certainly would be prosperous and successful. But they strayed from God's laws. They forgot God's laws. And it got them into a lot of trouble. Let's not let that happen to us. One more scripture. Matthew 7, 24 through 29. And this is Jesus speaking. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who builds his house on the rock. The rains came, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rains came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law. You know, the rains are coming. You're not told they might come. It's not like your morning weather reporter who says a slight chance of showers. The rains are definitely coming. How we hear and obey will determine how we stand during the storm. Remember, I've told you this in lesson after lesson. In this world, you will have trouble. That's a quote by Jesus. The rains are coming. It is said that into each life, some rain must fall. Well, I think that should be into each life, some storms will come. We have to be built on that firm foundation of the Word of God if we are to withstand the storms. Let's have a closing prayer. Father God, I thank you for this time with your word. And I pray that we will meditate on your word every day and apply it to our lives and let the Holy Spirit guide us into deeper truths and into more personal application. I pray, Father, that you will convict us when we are not obedient to it. And I pray that we will accept that from you. Please be with these ladies. Guide and protect them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening. We are meeting again on Sunday for one service at 10 a.m. and following the recommended social distancing protocol. Our midweek services are still online only. Stay safe and have a great week.